Picture putting together a massive jigsaw puzzle where most of the key pieces are missing. That may give some idea of what the past year has been like for Master Sergeant Cliff Long. When a donated AH-1 Cobra arrived, Long, an aircraft mechanic with 32 years of experience, knew restoring a helicopter would be a challenge.
And it basically arrived in basically about five different boxes. And we're talking about multi-packs, huge 4x4 boxes.
Even with all those parts, Long fell short of what he needed to make the Cobra complete enough to be part of the planned static display at the Combat Readiness Training Center in Gulfport. The 1108th Aviation Group reached out for help across the Department of Defense. Chief Warrant Officer 4, Alan Latort, said fortunately, there were also nonprofit organizations willing to help.
The Cobras have been out of the system since about 1996. This aircraft came mostly stripped down, and every part on it was donated by other DOD agencies and the word of mouth.
The 1108 didn't hesitate to go the extra mile. That's from the Guardsman's desire to recreate memories as authentically as they can.
We're going to go back to a basic paint scheme that the Army paints, which is green. We're going to put all the markings, the original markings back, some shark teeth on the front, because this is an attack helicopter.
And the thing about it is I wanted this airframe to be as intact as possible. It has an engine. It has a working transmission. It has a lot of pieces and parts installed on it that are not needed to be just a static display. But when it boils down to it, if I had the part, I'd put it on the aircraft and I'd put it on there properly. Those that served in Vietnam, I mean, it's something that they'll see on the side of the road and they have to just stop. They have to walk over there and they have to look at it. And they have to tell the loved ones or whoever they're with that this airframe saved my life.
Soldiers say this restoration is dedicated to those veterans who lost their lives in the name of freedom. For the Gulfport CRTC, I'm Danielle Thomas.